New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he expects power to be restored by the end of today and the city to be back to normal sometime over the weekend. New York shut down shortly after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, along with Cleveland, Detroit, Toronto, and sections of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Parts of southern Canada also were affected. Mayor Bloomberg said the emergency systems in place worked.
While certainly a lot of people have been inconvenienced, we have a lot to be proud of this morning. Our police officers, firefighters, emergency management personnel, and health professionals have worked incredibly hard to get us through the night safely, and New Yorkers have got together to help and care for each other, as I think it's fair to say they always do.
That's Michael Bloomberg in New York City. NPR's Madeline Brand has been up early walking the streets of New York and joins us now from our New York bureau, which, like much of the city, still has no power. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, I'm sitting in the dark with a flashlight.
And a number of people, I gather, used candles overnight, which may be one reason there were something like 60 fires in New York City.
That's right. There were about 60 fires, up from the usual number, which is around 10 a night. That's what the mayor said. And yes, there was some increased criminal activity, reports of more robberies, and also reports of some health problems, people with cardiac problems. But in general, it was a pretty quiet evening. This morning is also pretty quiet. I drove in from Brooklyn today, and the streets were fairly car-free. It was quite easy to get to work today. People, I think, are taking what the mayor urged them to do, to take it as a snow day. They're taking that to heart and not coming into the city. It doesn't hurt that it's August and it's a Friday, and people are thinking about this maybe as a long weekend. Very few businesses are open. Maybe a few corner delis are selling some things that aren't perishable. But obviously, they're not selling any coffee. There is some, of course, some financial trading going on, so some things can persevere in New York.
Well, how did people spend the night? Rather sweaty, I guess.
Yeah, very sweaty. It was very hot. There is this morning a Mardi Gras feel to the streets. There are overflowing trash cans with beer bottles everywhere. The detritus from flare is littering the streets. People slept in parks. Some people camped out in hotel lobbies. A lot of people could not get out of Manhattan, get home to either New Jersey or the outer boroughs. On my street in Brooklyn, it was quite a festive atmosphere. There were people on their stoops. A woman around the corner who runs a small West Indian restaurant was barbecuing on the street. She took out all her meat and said it was just going to go bad, so let's have a barbecue. And there was basically a little party out there until well past midnight. So it was quite a communal, festive atmosphere.
And police are making themselves seen everywhere?
There are police everywhere, mainly directing traffic, because in most of Manhattan right now, the traffic lights are still out. They're on in Brooklyn and I think in parts of Queens. But yeah, they're mainly directing traffic. There were 10,000 additional police officers deployed throughout the city, and citizens also jumped in and helped. I interviewed a young man who was directing traffic near here, and he turned out to be French, and he said, "Hey, I love the city. I love America. I'm going to come and jump in and help." Like I said earlier, there were some reports of additional criminal activity. I drove into work this morning and saw the windows of a McDonald's smashed out. But other than that, there were no serious reports of looting.
And any idea of the economic costs of a shutdown like this?
That remains to be seen, but as you can imagine, it's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Broadway was shuttered last night. Restaurants were closed. Small businesses, as well as large businesses. I don't think Starbucks, for instance, is open this morning. I think maybe one bright pocket, one good news, is the hotels. Many of them were fully booked and sold out last night.
All right. Thanks, Madeline.
You're welcome.
NPR's Madeline Brand speaking to us from our New York bureau.